Samuel Waxall, the former chief executive of the biotechnology firm ImClone Systems, pleaded guilty yesterday to insider trading, obstruction of justice, perjury, and bank fraud. His plea follows a widening government investigation into insider trading in ImClone shares, NPR Snigdha Prakash reports.
Sam Waxall was waiting for a deal. He waited all summer, but prosecutors weren't willing to give him what he reportedly wanted, a break on jail time and protection for his father and daughter, with whom the government says he allegedly conspired. Yesterday, more than 2 months after being indicted, Waxall decided to go it alone. He entered a guilty plea on several criminal counts without an agreement with prosecutors. Afterwards, the 55-year-old scientist turned entrepreneur was the very picture of contrition as he addressed himself to cameras and microphones outside the federal courthouse in Lower Manhattan.
This has been a difficult time and a sad time for me, my family, and my friends. I've made some terrible mistakes, and I deeply regret what has happened. I was wrong.
Waxall's insider trading occurred late last year as ImClone shareholders were waiting to hear if the Food and Drug Administration would speedily approve ImClone's promising colon cancer drug, Erbitux. As it happened, the FDA threw out the results of ImClone's clinical trials and ordered the company back to the drawing board. Waxall learned of this decision a few days before other shareholders, and during that time, December 26, 27, and 28 last year, the government alleges he tipped off his father and daughter, who sold millions of dollars of ImClone shares. Waxall did not admit to conspiring with his father or daughter to commit fraud. Jill Fish of the Fordham Law School says Waxall's plea is probably just an attempt to protect his family, but she says,
it may also be the case that he didn't tell them what he knew, that he caused their stock to be traded or suggested that they trade without actually involving them in the fraud.
In other words, Waxall told his family to sell their ImClone shares without telling them why, so they didn't know they were trading on significant insider information. Prosecutors may not believe Waxall, Fish says, but it does make it harder to prove that his family broke the law. As to whether Waxall will achieve his other goal, a shorter prison sentence in return for a guilty plea, prosecutors said yesterday they were investigating trades by two people who sold more than $30 million of ImClone stock after speaking to Sam Waxall on December 27 and 28 last year, before the FDA's decision was public. They said Waxall may face additional charges. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.